Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
First time playing in March Madness, so it's more of like excitement just and playing in front of the home crowd. So kind of just getting out there, kind of just getting your feet wet a little bit. But we was able to kind of settle down a little bit. Going to the second half, we limited our turnovers. But I wouldn't think it was more nervousness, more so just anxious to play and get out there and just win basketball.
Elliot was pretty hard on himself in the locker room.
Yeah.
He said he played, I think, terrible or awful. I'm not sure what the word is. You know how he knows how important guard play is in March specifically. How do you pick him up kind of after the first outing that he's disappointing with?
Well, I mean, I think that's what's so great about Elliot is his ability to bounce back. And I told him, like, you know, we know what you're capable of, and you're going to, like, in March, you're going to have a short-term memory. Whether it's one bad game or one bad possession, you got to put that behind you and have that next play mentality. And he's going to be fine. He's going to be good because I know how confident he is. He's in himself and how much confidence I have in him. So it's a good thing, you know, always to be hard on yourself, but also give yourself kind of just grace a little bit.
RJ, did you guys get to watch any Michigan State before you went out and played today? Or have you seen them at all? What do you know about them? I guess just early on.
I saw a little bit of the first half today and kind of just throughout the whole year, even last year. But I know they're a heavy team. I know they're a heavy team in the gaps. They play really good defense, and they got a lot of guard play over there. They're able to go from AJ to Jaden and to Tyson Walker. So we're just going to have to be dialed in, and because they're a really good and well-coached team over there. So we're just going to have to play our best basketball and come ready to play.
RJ, knowing that you guys have been here before a couple years ago, is the sense of urgency different now, obviously two years removed?
I think the sense of urgency has always remained the same. I know we were back here 2 years ago, but for us to get back into this position and be where we're back, I mean, the urgency never changed, even from last year. We still have this desire and passion to go out and win basketball games. And Coach Davis always talks about, like, whatever it takes. So I think that speaks on the urgency that we have as a group and individually.
RJ, what was the atmosphere like right before you guys took the court? What was the vibe of the team?
It was great. I don't know if you guys saw us, but we always bring out the boombox and kind of just get hyped for the game. But just to look around, you just see a lot of Carolina blue flood the stands. I think that's a great feeling just because it's like kind of like a home game for us. But the vibe was good. The energy was good. And I think everyone was just excited to play for March Madness.
Like we talked about before, a lot of this team hasn't played in an NCAA tournament before. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Were you, like, telling them anything, or could you, like, feel that excitement maybe?
No, yeah, I felt the excitement as soon as we walked into the locker room, and as we were stretching, I think everyone was just ready to play and get out there and just go out there and hoop. Because it was majority of everyone's first time playing in March Madness. And I think everyone gets hype for it, so yeah.
To see Jalen show out in his hometown the way he did, how special is that as his teammate?
Super happy for him and proud of him. Just because he was able to show out the way he did in front of his family and friends in his hometown, Charlotte, I mean, that's something that you probably could only dream of. And for Jay Witch to kind of just bring that impact of energy, that's something that we're going to need for him. But he's been doing that all year, so I'm super proud of him.
How nice is it to have, you know, him and Armando inside and just keep feeding them with the size advantage y'all had?
Yeah, I mean, that was one of our main key points going into the game was to establish our presence down low in the paint. You know, we had an advantage from our big, so we was able to get them, whether we threw them down the post or was able to penetrate by driving and kick. They did a good job of kind of just making themselves available and doing a good job of dominating.
RJ, just generally, what did you think you guys did well today, and what are the things that you're maybe not satisfied with that you guys did today?
Mm-hmm. I think our response in the second half I was really proud of. We did a good job. I know we had zero fast break points in the first half, and Coach Lebo emphasized that in the halftime speech. So we did a good job of kind of just turning the ball over and getting out and running because we know how much of a slow pace Wagner was. So we're trying to get as much as easy buckets as we can in primary break. So I'm proud of that. And just kind of the way we limited our turnovers a little bit, and our shot selection I think was pretty decent tonight. So.
when you look up with 10 minutes to go or whatever, and it's still kind of a game, it's still in doubt, what goes through your mind?
Just to put the game away, because, you know, obviously Wagner wasn't going away. They was out there battling, and credit to them, because they're a really tough team, and they play hard from start to finish. So kind of just possession by possession, but use the clock to our advantage and put the game away.
What did Coach Davis say to you guys
after? That he's proud of us and proud of our efforts, but we got, you know, got to clean up on the little things that we did wrong today. Can't have those kind of slip-ups that we had. But at the same time, we did some good things. But we can also learn from and build off of that going to Saturday game.
How much does the margin of error shrink going forward? Like, get away with some stuff.
Yeah.
Today,
right. I think it's just attention to detail. I don't think we think, especially in, like, the first half, we weren't as, like, we weren't paying attention too much of, you know, we were careless with the turnovers, game plan mistakes, like going under a stagger screen for number 13, miscommunication, not getting the loose ball. So, like, those little details right now, I know they may seem so little, but it's big and it's evident in March.
You've played with Armando for a long time. Mm-hmm. What is it about his game in particular that makes him so dominant come March against
the winner? I think just because of how, the way teams are starting to play him, like, if you try to front him and try to double team him, he's able to find a teammate that's open, and he's doing a good job of kind of just being patient in the post, and kind of getting what he wants. And he's always been like a double-double machine. I mean, just the way he, whether if I shoot it, I know he's going to grab the rebound, or he makes himself available through a post. So, I mean, I just seen that all year throughout Armando, but especially in March.
I feel like today for you and Armando in particular was kind of a statement game after, you know, not being on the national stage last year.
I mean, I wouldn't want to say a statement game. I feel like we still have a lot left to improve on and kind of just work through. I think it's just kind of just good to be back in this position, back where we was 2 years ago, but kind of just the new team with the same mentality.
RJ, with Elliot, I'm not trying to come over here negative.
Yeah.
It feels like he's going in a bad way lately. Didn't have a great ACC tournament. Today wasn't the greatest. Like, I mean, what do you have to do? I know he's so hard on himself. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you have to do to sort of maybe get him back in it? Because obviously you guys are at a different gear when he's playing.
Yeah. At least it'd be more than fine. I mean, like you said, I know he's hard on himself, and I think that sort of speaks how much he sees the potential of himself, and we do as a team. So he's going to be more than fine. I told him after the game, he's going to have like a short-term memory, whether that's one bad game or one bad possession. Next play mentality, because you don't want to kind of just build on that.
Yeah.
And he's going to be good for us. I know he's a really special, talented kid and player. So he's definitely, I know he's probably like kicking himself right now, but
he always does.
I know he does. But I mean, that just shows how much confidence he sees in himself and we do as a team. But he's going to be good.
When you said you told him short-term memory, was that you guys walking off the court or back here in the locker room? Just what was that?
Just like on the bench.
Yeah.
I could kind of just see him. And me being like as a senior, I didn't have like someone to, you know, tell me that as a freshman when I first stepped onto campus. So kind of just be that guy just to, you know, help him out.
What is recovery like tonight for Saturday?
A lot of ice tub, some pool work, some recovery, just kind of just get off our feet, get a stretch in, and be ready for Saturday.
And do you guys have a team dinner tonight? What does that look like?
I have no idea. You got a matchup. Hopefully something good.
You got a matchup with Tyson Walker, both being New York guys. What do you know about his game? And what do y'all know?
So I played against Tyson. Well, let me backtrack. Me and Tyson were actually teammates, I'm going to say, fifth grade? He was playing for some Brooklyn team, AAU. And he went to Christ the King, and I played against him and actually Jose Alvarado, my freshman and sophomore year. He's a really talented kid who can really shoot the ball well, moves well without the ball, tough finisher. So I know his game a little bit just from playing, but he's actually had a phenomenal couple years at Michigan State, so I think it would be a good matchup.
He played with you on the Gauchos then?
Nah, it was like some Brooklyn, I can't remember the Brooklyn team. It was like one of my best friends, but I can't remember. It's like so long.
They came and played in the Dean Dome. You remember when Northeastern came?
Yeah. COVID. That was my freshman year. Like nobody in the stands. Yeah. I remember he was on Northeastern. Yeah. He actually gave us buckets. Yeah.
He was a good player this year.
Yeah. Tyson's a good player.
You had a huge turnaround last year to this year. Took a huge step forward. What would you say kind of went into that step that you took this season?
Kind of just fuel to the fire. Just use each year as motivation and progression, just to kind of just improve on the things that I needed to improve on, and kind of just be a tough critic on myself, but also push myself to new limits and know the potential I have. So I kind of use that as motivation, as a mindset going to this year.
And what makes this team special?
I think just the way we play as a group, the way we play as a team, I think everyone brings something to the table every night. And I don't know how many guys we had double figures tonight, but I think just that example itself just shows how much of a team we are. Everyone plays a role and has an impact on this team.
Armando was saying that he watched the Michigan State, Mississippi State game back there in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Harrison and like Jay Witt and these guys. They were like peeking through the curtains out there to watch. Like, did you watch any of it?
Yeah, so I watched the first half back at the hotel on my way to the game. But both teams were really well coached and really good, and I think the guys were just eager to see who would win.
Yeah.
Kind of just being nosy a little bit.
It's the first day.
Yeah, it's the first day. And it's March Madness. It's going to games all day. So right. I think everyone just loves to watch basketball, especially in March.
How much do you, I guess, keep up with, obviously you're kind of locked into what you guys are doing. How much do you kind of keep up with the outside, the rest of the group?
Cool. I think I do a good job of kind of just, just focusing on my game, but at the same time, I love like just to watch basketball in general, so I definitely keep up with the game that's going on today. Because I think it's a different vibe and energy like in March, and you got one game on TBS, another game on TNT, all day. So I'll be watching the games. I'll be tuned in.
What's the deal with the nosebleeds?
Man, I don't know, but I have. I had a sensitive nose since I was a kid, so like...
You've got a sensitive nose.
Yes, like if it's hot in the room or if it's humid, like if it's dry, my nose will bleed. I used to wake up with nosebleeds in the middle of the night.
Okay.
If I get elbowed or touched, yeah.
My son does it too.
My nose bleeds, so...
You got cursed on yourself.
I just get nosebleeds. It's been happening all my life.
But did someone hit you today? Or
yeah,
was
I got
it
elbowed.
Just... Okay.
By Teron. I actually know Teron, so yeah. Teron now.
Right, number 10.
Yeah.
RJ, one of the things that we've noticed this year and even a little bit back in that 2022 tournament run is the fire that Hubert Davis has on the sidelines. Does that kind of rub off on you guys on the floor, his passion that you see each and every game?
Yeah, I mean, I love it. I think HDB is doing that. He does that in the games, but he also does it in practice. Mm-hmm. I think in practice, he gets everyone even going. So we definitely feed off that because you see your coach with energy and passion. And you look over and you see him almost taking off his jacket, ready to go out there and play himself. I mean, that gets us going. And when you have a coach like that, I think that's you're destined for greatness. Thanks, Ari.